Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com.
Sports Equinox today.
We do. We got every game going, or every league going
every
on.
Every sport.
The core four. Yeah. We're trying to cook up a Sports Equinox. Equinox.
I go with the confluence.
Okay.
All right. All four sports coming together.
The
sports confluence.
Trying to cook up a sports confluence parlay. One bet from each.
We have no TV on in the studio. No. I got
logged out of Hulu. I don't know what our hot login is anymore. So I don't know how to log back in. My TV, you know.
Really?
All of our engineers are gone.
There's a sticky in here.
Oh, okay. I need your sticky.
That
was a thick pick.
Oh, that did not sound good.
Ah, Canada loves me when I come.
That's right.
Is ESPN just running with Cowboys loss and Jets are bad? Is that the lead?
Yes.
Apparently
I don't need to turn on ESPN. That's all I... Yes.
Okay, let's do this.
That will be their entire show today.
What is the...
And then
the Rodgers and the Jets is the start of Colin. What's the plus-minus situation there? I'm saying
Until we get into the Cowboys, or just
no,
is that the start?
Colin starts this first segment. Jets will be mentioned. Yes. Is a minus...
Oh, 7,000. Yeah.
7,000.
Yeah. Yes, minus 7,000.
It won't be first. He'll get to that second.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No,
he
I think
two things in the
Cowboys,
first.
They lost to the Patriots.
Cowboys and Shanahan will be first up.
Wow. Okay, I'll beer bet you on that one. I'll
be right back. Rodgers
I think Rodgers will start the show.
Really?
Who's surprised that the Cowboys lost to the 49ers? They always lose to the 49ers.
Damn right they do.
Yeah,
the Jets fired their head coach. They're 0-3, and they lost to the worst team. One of the worst teams in the NFL.
The Titans with like a word.
Yeah, well, so
yeah,
would
but
the Panthers.
Cowherd's got a thing for Shanahan.
Yeah.
And he can get. Because he doesn't care about the Patriots.
See, that's the thing. I think if the Niners would have lost,
Rodgers.
I think maybe there's a thing there. If the Niners would have lost, you could have been right. I don't know. I'll beer bet you on that one. Opening segment of Colin.
They're both going to be in the opening
They will both
segment.
Be in, but as we're talking first topic.
First things, Cowboys Niners.
You know,
game.
When you look at the economy, this Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't make any sense.
1988, I ate a burger joint. And that is the New York Jets.
That is why we can't trust the New York Jets. The Washington Huskies went on the road to Indiana this weekend. They had a backup quarterback and Taven Jackson starting for the Hoosiers.
He did.
And it didn't matter.
And once again, Washington outgained their opponent 318 to 312. They also outgained him in the first half, yet they were down 17-7. And they're the same team. The talking point out of this isn't necessarily should we be surprised that the Huskies lost the game, because this is who Washington is, and they've shown us this is who they are the entire year.
Yeah.
The main talking point that I'm seeing from fans, and I'm wondering if you guys were in that purple cult, would you feel the same way? Time for a quarterback change. That has been the talking point out of this game of you're 4-4, your season's kind of done, you got nothing really to play for the rest of the year outside of pride and maybe making a bowl game and having an extra month of practice. Damon Williams is going to be your guy of the future. Jed Fish has like been trying to make that happen all year. Puts him in every game. He's in different formations. They like to run him around. Would you want a quarterback change if you were a Husky fan?
I mean, I could understand Husky fan that's sitting here saying we've lost three of our last four games.
What's the point of playing a super senior quarterback?
What is the point?
He was bad this weekend, by the way.
Does it matter to make a bowl game?
I don't think it does anymore.
Really?
I don't. Okay. And maybe I'm wrong on this. How many of the guys are even going to stick around for bowl games anymore?
Oh, I don't know Washington's situation in that regard. I'm just asking if it's important in year one for Fish to say, hey, look, I know it wasn't perfect. Some people had higher expectations maybe, but all things considered, we finished 500 and we are going to a bowl game. If that's important to you, I actually stick with Rodgers. I think if anything, you bring in the young kid and maybe a couple more possessions. I feel I'm weirdly coming in defending him a little bit here. Now, it's certainly not the biggest of Will Rogers fans.
Yeah.
That second possession, they were driving. They were in Indiana territory. You had this feel of like, oh my God, maybe this is going to get wrecked. This whole game day's here. Lee Corso's being celebrated.
Yeah.
This may end their dream season. And the weirdest interception that went for a pick six I've maybe seen all year. It got tipped. The DB turned around. It just landed in his lap, and he took it to the house.
Yeah,
I don't know how much that Will Rogers' fault versus just like weird bounces of the ball. He's had a couple of those picks, though.
Yeah,
he hasn't been perfect. I think I stick with him. They're hosting USC.
I think they can win this weekend.
They could definitely win this weekend. Yeah. They're a much better home team than they are a road team. That's been well documented. You're not beating Penn State. You should beat UCLA, and you're not beating Oregon. If you want to be 6-6, I think you just keep Rodgers. You implement the young kid a couple more possessions or a couple more plays per game.
Yeah, I think if you lose this weekend, I would be more there of changing the guard. If you can't beat USC, I see your point about you only got two home games left, USC and UCLA. And if you want a good chuckle, as a Cougar fan or a Beaver fan, that game is 4:30 on the Big Ten Network. So their first time facing his Big Ten foes. It's on the Big Ten Network, not on national linear television. So that is a chuckle. But they did lose this weekend in very Washington fashion. See how the rest of their year goes. That's just who they are at this point, and they're going to be a much different team on the road. They still got road trips to Penn State and Oregon left on their schedule.
Yeah.
The UCLA game is basically a guaranteed win. That's a Friday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't care what the spread is in the Oregon-Washington game. Give me Oregon right now. Write it down. Lanning will win that game 100 and nothing if
he
can.
That's a send-a-message kind of game. That's a
I got blue balls to beat you.
It's been built enough for 2 years, man. I've been waiting for that opportunity.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we stay awake for the end of Washington State, San Diego State on Saturday?
And that field was a joke.
An absolute joke. I don't know
what they're doing at San Diego State and Snapdragon, but that field was a joke.
There were more Cougar fans, far more Cougar fans there than San Diego State.
San Diego State's terrible.
There was a loud, a San Diego State player got hurt late in that game, and there was a loud, audible, go Cougs chanter. Go, like one side of the, it was like that one side and the other side back and forth. Like, holy hell, this is supposed to be a rug.
I asked Dirt because I was like, half awake watching
Coug
the end of this.
Fan of the Gaslight District had to be a thing down there in San Diego.
I asked him if it was raining because every time I looked up, it looked like water was coming off the field.
Yeah,
and
it was sand.
And
it
I said, what? It was
like Bermuda that hadn't sunk the roots in yet. It was hideous.
They were lucky to win that game.
Very lucky to win that game.
That's all I'll say about that. I don't remember what the spread was, and not that that's
important. It was 14.
It was a lot more than they won.
They did not cover. Yeah, it was close at 14 when we did our big PP picks on Thursday.
Would have been a bad weekend for the Pack had they dropped that game.
Ooh, buddy, but the dream for them. Hey, I mean, this
it's
is one of those
live.
Like it's still live. It was a CBS Sports Network game. Not a lot of you got a chance to go 11-1, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chance. 11-1 would be a hell of a first season with this new landscape. We just got done talking about Oregon State.
You think they go 11-1?
I think they got a great shot at it. You got Utah State next. You got a bye,
that's a win.
And then you got Utah State at home at New Mexico.
They're terrible
at Oregon State.
I give that advantage to the Cougs for
advantage
sure.
Advantage Cougs.
And I don't think Wyoming's very good.
And then you get Wyoming at home. Now, I would have told you you're going to blow out
Wyoming's
San Diego State.
1-7.
I didn't think San Diego State was very good, but
they're almost at home for that one.
They were at home, so you got that. I do think the Oregon State game will be interesting because Oregon State is a little bit different team at home than they are on the road, and that we acknowledge. And Washington State just had a clunky game. That was a John Mateer agent of chaos game. It was just him scrambling, like just using his legs, running around, making plays, willing his team to a win. They were down double digits late in that game. And
Dirt,
I'd
argue that's their
back.
Season.
Mateer
has single-handedly kind of lifted them in a way.
He had 21 carries in that game, technically because you count sacks. 21 carries for 42 yards.
They will not get the playoff if all these teams that are in the group of five win out. Boise just boat raced them, and they will not deserve. But 11-1? What bowl game does that get them in?
Well, remember, the bowl tie-in still exists for the conference.
It does.
And so that's got to get you a decent. And they're, by the way, now in the top 25 after that win. I think they're ranked 23rd or 22nd. Thank you.
There you go.
That's going to get you a great bowl game.
Hey, I'm pulling for the Cougs. They were lucky to win that game. And
what's the number two game now? Is it still the Alamo? Holiday?
Yeah, I don't know how that works with the two teams.
Well,
aren't the bowl affiliations still the same for this year?
Still
for
all
this
the
year.
Same.
So they're going to get the Alamo Bowl or the Holiday Bowl, whichever one is technically higher.
Dude, they're rooting for the Holiday. You'd rather go to – I've always said this. I know the Alamo got elevated above the Holiday.
Yeah.
You'd much rather be in San Diego.
You'd rather go to San Diego than San Antonio.
Yeah, I'm with you on
Not close. I've been to San Antonio. I've been to San Diego, but I'd say that without going to San Diego.
So technically, if Oregon State then gets bowl eligible, they would get one of the other ones too? But is that how
that
would work?
LA Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl.
But if it's just the top two bowl eligible teams, wouldn't they get whatever the Alamo or Holiday that the Cougs don't get if they're bowl eligible?
Not necessarily. No. I think they still have arrangements. So like if the Huskies get in a bowl game,
they would factor that in. I think it's a weird year that way.
They would be the old Pac-12 teams that aren't in the playoff are eligible for the Pac-12 bowl games.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the Cougs got to win. They shouldn't have won that game, but they found a way. That's the beauty of football, man. It's a Saturday night. Probably not a lot of folks watching, but I was up and like one eye open, laying in bed, trying to make it to the end of that one. Ugly field down at San Diego, and they found a way to gut it out and get a late win. John Mateer was awesome. Running around making plays. There is your college football recap.
Did Indiana do anything for you? They didn't. I didn't think they played a very good game, and they ended up winning this one by double digits. Any difference for you on Indiana?
You want me to be honest or you want me to die on the hill? Because I feel like dying on a hill. So, no, they didn't. But, yeah, they kind of did.
They didn't even play a good game.
I thought it was very shaky, and they
still won that one.
Washington, that was typical Huskies. I still like, what's their best win on the year? That's the funny thing about Indiana. Is Washington now their best win? Is Nebraska their best?
It's probably Nebraska, given that Nebraska suddenly, because they lost, they've turned a corner as a program.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Yeah, now they're back. Matt Rhule's back, baby.
That locker room. First time all year I've seen that.
He gets lost. All right, okay, we're doing that. They get Ohio State in a couple of weeks, and I'm fascinated to see how that game goes. Indiana at Ohio State.
Don't they get them the week after Penn State? So if Penn State beats them up?
I don't believe so. Let me double check real quick, and then we'll go, because we got NFL stuff to get to.
I think
Ohio State gets Penn State, and then they have a nobody in between. Let me double check. Yeah, they got Purdue. and Northwestern in between that. So they don't play until the week before the Michigan game. Indiana at Ohio State. It's the week before the Michigan game. But Indiana, though, like if to the point of who have they beaten, Nebraska and Washington are probably the best teams outside of Ohio State left on their schedule. They get a bye, Indiana does, and they go to Michigan State.
Yeah.
They get Michigan at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're at Ohio State before playing Purdue in the last game of the season.
I would also counter yours.
11-1 Indiana's going to be in the playoff.
What's Ohio State's best win?
I mean, they don't have one, but it's Ohio State. So that's the only reason we give it to them. But you're 100% spot on. Yeah. Their best win is Nebraska.
The LSU loss and the A&M win this weekend. There's a lot of football to be played. College football, how is the committee figuring out the playoff?
I want to do that fun thought experiment.
There's a lot of two-loss situations arising.
Yeah.
I don't know how you differentiate all these teams.
Hell, I even want to do it right now. Like,
Get to the NFL.
We'll get to the NFL, but at some point this week, I'm going to have the fun exercise of who would your at-large playoff teams be?
I'm serious. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Are they in there? Indiana?
They have to be. They're undefeated.
Sure, I know. You got some good one-loss teams in there.
Is Colorado in the conference?
Is Colorado? They're alive in the Big 12. What's happening?
So good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.